This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Up for Ohio State.
You've waited all day for this.
Don't let that team steal it away.
He's going to take it to the house. 85 yards. Down the right side going. Devin Smith got it at the 5 and into the end zone. Touchdown.
The one show that's nothing but the Buckeyes.
Oh! Grand Rucker for the touchdown. Kraft shoots it high on the right for 3. Yes!
This is the Buckeye Show.
All right. Good to be with all you fine Buckeye fans. Happy Devere Day Wednesday to you. Timmy Hall here. We got our man Jacob Rhymetime filling in for the Bode Man. He was there with Man and Bone today. And to my right, my friend and yours, Devere Posey, ladies and gents. It's good to see you, buddy.
What's up, Tim? I feel like I haven't seen you. You went on vacation, right? You went somewhere. You're always going somewhere.
Am I always going somewhere?
Yeah,
I
feel like that was the first. When are you going to Vancouver?
That was the, well, that's right. Okay. All right. You got me. A rare year, right? A rare year.
You've been on a plane. Here's the thing,
though, about this year.
Okay.
Remember, I turned 40, so okay. It's a specialty. It was a Christmas gift / 40th birthday present.
Okay.
So the wife, as we talked about, stunned me and got me a little 2-day banger at the Pebble Beach Resort and Golf Links.
What? Like brownie points for the wife?
Forever.
Like you can't say
forever.
No.
Yeah.
To anything. Grocery store.
Anything.
Vacuuming the whole house, cleaning the toilet. You have to do the laundry.
We're talking different things than that, Devere. And I think
foot rubs.
I think, you know, foot massage is nothing. I'm the foot master.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
We know. We're on the same page.
Yeah I got you.
Tri-State Men's Health.
Hey, get that low libido.
My guys. Yeah, libido. Yeah, Pebble Beach.
Libido is high.
Yeah,
Pebble Beach, baby.
Whenever you want it, babe, I'm here for you because of Pebble until the end of my days. No, it was so sensational. That was awesome.
That's great.
So then, yeah, we had the family trip.
Yep.
Get together with the fam. So you missed me a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
Outer Banks, nice. North Carolina.
Yep.
That was fun. And then, yeah, we do a thing, just the three of us,
mm-hmm.
just the tiny fam,
yeah.
And we're going to Vancouver. We're going to check out a great Canadian city that has, you know, Devere's handprints all over it. What should I do when I'm in Vancouver?
You're in Vancouver, you got to go to Kitsilano Beach.
Kitsilano Beach.
You're going to be on a beach looking at snow caps.
Love that.
That's nice.
Doesn't matter what month it is, right? I mean, yeah.
Well,
August even? Am I getting snow caps in August?
They're probably not capped till like September because it snows up there way earlier than it does.
If we made the drive up to the Whistler area.
Oh, it's one of the most beautiful.
Are we still catching snow caps? I think.
No, I think
Canada's got snow caps even in the dead of summer, even still.
Yeah. See, what happens is the snow melts, obviously, but it comes back on the caps way earlier than it would ever snow in the city.
We just had a couple of super fan listeners mm-hmm. that have been listening to the station and a lot of the different shows for a long time. We mentioned Fawn and Derek before.
Okay.
They made the drive mm-hmm. from Central Ohio out to Banff.
Isn't that great?
They drove it 30 hours, and in their images there, there was snow up there.
Yeah, I did that before. I drove from Vancouver to Detroit.
Oh, my God, man.
Yeah,
why?
Because I shipped my car out there. And I just
shipped your car out there.
I shipped my car out there.
Don't ship your pants anywhere.
I won't.
Make sure you just put them on, wear them, and get
so
them to the place.
My brother, I was like, it would be a lot cheaper to fly you here and us tag team to mm-hmm. drive than ship the car back.
I get that when there's a car involved.
Yeah.
But no, that's where I've been, and that's what we're excited about. So that's coming up, and it's just so good to see you. You're right. It's been a few weeks.
It's been a while, man.
Been a few weeks. Got some big things coming up. We've got the Cardale Jones game 10 days from now.
Yeah.
How's the swing?
I'll be honest. I need to make my way to a batting cage.
Uh-oh.
I need to. I know of one this weekend. I possibly might, you know, maneuver some things to get
Oh,
some,
you, oh,
some,
you, you know of a batting cage?
Yeah, I do.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I need to go.
You're going to have practice. To get there. And because, by the way, we have to have a better performance. We just have to.
Personally or no, team?
All of you guys.
Okay.
Both teams. We just need to get the bat on the ball this year.
You know what, Tim?
I'm demanding it. And I'm predicting it, too. I think there needs to be at least 18 runs put up between the two teams.
I pride myself on not taking anything personal. You're right. I'm coachable. I can be better. We can be better.
I'm calling you guys out.
I'm okay. I'm answering
Let's
the call.
Let's go. Let's go. And if you I'm need and if call. You need me to do, you know, a pinch hit,
yeah,
I'll take the headset off.
How's your do pregame speeches? Do what needs speeches? To be done. I've been in this twice. I haven't got a pregame
speech. Pregame speeches? Yeah. Well, I usually talk to Bodie, and he'll play me like bits and pieces from the movie Miracle, and that's basically what you're going to get.
Tonight, we stay with them, and we shut them down because we can.
That's about all we can do.
Not Al Pacino any given Sunday?
Nah, okay. Yeah, they fight for that inch. Too long and too. I'm going to say the F word if I'm not careful.
It was the build up in that speech. It was just the storyline and then the build up. It was
we tear ourselves to pieces.
Oh man, such a
for guy. That inch.
I'm watching it in a commercial.
Is that your favorite sports movie?
No.
Any Given Sunday? That thing's old now. Try popping that on now.
It is old.
See what that looks like. It's like the whole thing was filmed in the dark.
Yeah.
They play several games in the dark. With no lights, it seems.
My top five sports movies are He Got Game, number one. Number two, The Program.
That's a good one.
That's a good
one. Oh, man.
Number three is Blue Chips. Mighty Ducks is four. And then Through the Fire, Sebastian Telfair's doc.
Sebastian Telfair. I didn't see that one. And it pains me to tell you this, but I know that Ray Allen was not he didn't give the best acting performance, correct? Denzel's in it, but Ray Allen wasn't the greatest, right?
You know,
so I've heard. I've never actually seen that movie,
though.
I know so much about it.
He was so bad that you believed he was like an actual athlete. Like you didn't believe he was an actor.
He sucked so bad you actually thought he was a basketball player.
There was a lot of people that were up for that movie. I think it was like Travis Best, a lot of people, but Ray he did a good job. It's just being the
Aunt Edwards. Was pretty solid.
He was pretty
as
solid.
The antagonist, as sort of the villain player in that Adam Sandler movie. The name escapes me, but he's the Sixers scout and the main character who is an international basketball player. I think he's had a cup of coffee in the NBA.
Yeah, he did.
He was really good.
No,
that's
a good movie. That was a solid flick. Solid flick.
And what's the kid from the kid that was in Finding Forrester?
I got to take
that. Sean Connery.
Yeah,
he was a college basketball player.
Yeah.
And he was a really solid actor. And he was also in Coach Carter. He was one of the basketball players in Coach Carter.
Dang.
Yeah.
Tim, I got to take Through the Fire. I think Bagger Vance is in my top five.
Really?
Because I've rewatched
that
a lot.
All right.
You got to give me your top five at some point.
I will because I didn't have it prepared. And that was interesting to hear yours right there.
Yeah.
Off the cuff, too. And that was an interesting collection of movies, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of the top dogs, like there's Field of Dreams is number one.
For you? Okay.
Yeah. Sports. And if Common Man heard me say this, he'd try to strangle me.
Well,
That I once referred to it as sort of a science fiction movie. He wanted to kill me dead when he heard that. And I said, guys, ghosts coming out of the corn and all that. I'm not saying it's not a sports movie as well. It is a baseball movie. I'd probably have to put The Sandlot in there somewhere.
Man.
Two baseballs, maybe even three. I'm a big baseball movie guy.
That's Bull a sports Durham. Movie to you? Sandlot is a sports movie?
Yeah,
I guess
it's
so.
It's baseball.
I guess so.
Yeah, yeah. It's baseball. It's baseball.
I feel like it's more a 4th of July movie.
It is that, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It checks a couple
a
boxes.
Summer movie,
it's
yeah.
a summertime classic. It's a summertime classic, rewatchable summer movie as it gets. I'm with you there. That's good stuff. So, Devere, this has been the week where we've been putting our 2024 Buckeye football players into some categories.
Okay.
And we started off on Monday with the studs, with our stud football players.
Yeah.
And then we hit X factors yesterday. And today, it's sort of a hybrid type of category where we call it old reliables. Basically looking for Mr. Reliable on this Ohio State football team.
Yep.
So it could be somebody that has already been in the stud category or an X factor and appears here. For instance, I start off with a guy like Lathan Ransom, safety who's got a lot of A lot of years under his belt, a lot of snaps under his belt, and he might not be the best player at his position in the country, though he's really, really good, really strong football player, and I think everybody believes in him to get the job done. That type of guy is who I'm looking at.
X factor?
More of an old reliable, more of a Mr. Reliability.
He's in the hybrid
is what I'm thinking of.
I got you.
I'm thinking of Lathan Ransom for this. I'm thinking I like Cody Simon in this category.
That's my number one hybrid. He's prime for a big year. He will have a huge year just because.
What gives you that faith? Because we got to see quite a bit of him last year, and we're looking for one of those senior linebackers to step up and really lead that group.
I think he's gained the experience under our noses, just very quietly played in big games and had big plays in those games.
Yeah.
Overshadowed by Eichenberg and Steele Chambers.
For sure. For
sure. Last 2 years overshadowed. Now you add that experience with him stepping into the light. And then on top of that, what Eichenberg and Steele Chambers didn't have are the defensive backs behind him that Cody has and the most experienced D-line Ohio State has seen in like the last 8 years in front of him. He's going to have a great year.
Who else? Who else would you look at and say reliable?
Denzel Burke. And honestly,
locking it down there, because we had him as a stud too.
Well, he might be a stud.
And but put him in here. I like it.
You like that?
I do like it. Will Howard be Mr. Reliable? Is he going to be that guy under center? He needs to be. Yeah. And again, a lot of this is going to be predicting this out. We couldn't put him as a stud yet because he didn't come in with that kind of clout as a transfer that Caleb or Quinshon clearly did.
Yeah.
But I think Will Howard has got to be a Mr. Reliable if he's going to pace this team as their leader, as their guy.
Man, Mr. Reliable on offense is tough for me because you only have one guy that I feel like is reliable, and no disrespect to Travion, but I think it's Emeka Buka, but he's in a stud category.
Here too. But he's here too. Yeah. He's as reliable. He's had the injury issues.
He's half stud, half reliable.
He is. Yeah.
And I think everybody else, safe to say, it's time to prove it.
Right, yeah. Well, we got
to prove it.
We'll have a now or never category later this week. That's category number four.
I'm not here for that day.
Right. And then we got to get real with some of these guys. But keep thinking about those guys. You know where to reach us. Twitter next at the Buckeye Show. The voicemail and text line 614-460-2896. And if you're not listening, you can be watching on YouTube Live, and the chat room gets up and going. Sports movies just became a topic, and Bodeman was actually still sitting in there with Rhyme Time, and he just had a smile from ear to ear when he heard Herb Brooks. God, he's just sick with that. He is sick. He's got to stop watching that movie, if I'm being honest. All right, Devere is like all of us when he gets giddy for his Phil Steele magazine release. And right off the top, there's another reason that pops off the page as to why Ohio State has to win big this year. I'll tell you why next. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
All the 10 TV people come over to our side of the building to take a deuce. That should tell you something about how we operate. The Fan.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp, presented by Safe Light Bob Discount Furniture and Weber. Happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 1st through 4th, don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit universe.com/OSU Training Camp 2024 to purchase your tickets today.
Come on over to Heartland and join our family.
Did the pandemic eliminate quality customer service? Well, many places it did, but not here at Heartland Bank. Imagine getting top quality service and good advice as well to help you down life's road. It's community banking, and it's alive and well in the Heartland. I'm Scott McComb, CEO, coming over to Heartland, where banking really feels good.
Fair banking feels good.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
They're trained. They're prepared.
Let's do it.
They're Ohio's undefeated plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling team. And they're here to tackle your problems. For plumbing, drain, heating, and cooling, there's only one team. The Waterworks. Better care, better value, better results. Call the Waterworks at 614-232-2222 or visit them online at thewaterworks.com. A proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Kroger app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mop Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mop Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Morning juice.
I love the ends of the loaf of bread. It is phenomenal.
Yes, thank you. You know what? It's like a bun. My kids won't eat them. I make them eat
their bread.
Morning juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Brace yourselves for more Buckeye banter. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey, all you fine Buckeye fans on a lovely little Wednesday here. A little dreary today, but that's okay. If I can catch a mid-July day where it's barely cracking 72, 73 degrees.
It was weird.
Give me that.
It was weird. It was windy. It was sideways rain, like Forrest Gump would say. The rain was coming up from the bottom, hitting you in the face. It was just crazy.
Big old fat rain.
It wasn't fat rain.
Sometimes rain would go up.
Oh, man.
Man. What if we just did an entire show in southern accents? That would suck, wouldn't it?
Would a Roll Tide sneak out on you?
Oh, damn Tide. I'm not doing it, so quit asking. I don't know. The bad idea. Scratch that. Just get it to SECville.
Get out of here.
I mean, we got the media days firing up. It's that time of year.
It's almost time.
Yep. Mike Gundy, have you heard and seen this Mike Gundy stuff about how he basically said how he's had several DUIs and tried to kind of excuse it away, what happened with their running back, Ollie Gordon, saying no suspension for their star running back.
Because I've got DUIs.
He basically was at a press conference, Mike. I'm going to find it for you because we're playing this today. I mean, just as wild as it gets. And by the way, we're looking for another sports movie to possibly crack Devere Posey's top five, as he had like a Sebastian Telfair documentary there. So he's looking.
I changed
it. He's in the market. What did you say?
Bag of Vance.
No, I don't like that one.
I like that one.
Yeah.
I've watched it several times.
We could sub one out. We could find a contender to take over that spot.
Well,
for
like
you.
Happy Gilmore. I got to have a golf movie in there. I got to be well-rounded.
Like Happy Gilmore.
I got football. I got basketball. I got golf and I got hockey.
All right, listen, this is real from Mike Gundy at the media days, responding to Ollie Gordon getting a drunk driving arrest where he was like a .10, like .08 legal limit BAC. So he's making some kind of roundabout statement about, well, what is, you know, drunk really? I'll let him tell you because it's kind of stunning.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is .08 and Ollie was .1. So I looked it up and it was based on body weight, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. I'm not justifying what Ollie did. I'm telling you what decision I made. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life. and I, you know, it was just fine. So I got lucky. People get lucky. Ollie made a decision that he wished he could have done better. But when I talked to Ollie, I told him, I said, you're lucky you got out light.
Unbelievable. And
decision
then this is right after
done better.
This is right after he's saying, oh no, suspend him. No, we're gonna give him the ball 50 times and, you know, really work him to death, and we're gonna put him up here and have him face the facts. He's doing this while he's out there with his mullet that just keeps getting more defined by the year.
Yeah.
He is like lost all gives, you know?
You know when I'm
he doesn't care. That's a crazy thing to hear.
When I see Mike Gundy, I'm trying to decipher, what liquor does he drink? Is he a beer guy? I don't think he's a beer guy because he's clean cut. I know beer guys. I'm not saying beer
clean
guys
clean cut.
Listen to me. Just hear me out.
He's drinking moonshine.
There you go. He's a clear. He's not a bubbly guy. He likes it straight to the point.
Mm,
and
man.
And he likes it. He likes it rough. Okay.
Jesus. Yeah, I mean, 1,000 times. 1,000 times, apparently.
And he's drinking. He's past bourbon.
DeVere,
he's a bourbon guy in the morning.
Forget about what he's drinking. We know the man's drinking a lot, clearly. He's told us all. And then he gets behind the freaking wheel. Who's saying something like, what kind of person in a leadership role can go? That is the kind of conversation that you are having with the boys at 1:30 a.m. when no one is listening. And you took that to a press conference in front of people?
The only other person that I think would go to a press conference and say something that honest, it's probably Lane Kiffin.
Les Miles?
Lane Kiffin.
I don't know.
Current coaches? Lane Kiffin.
I don't think Lane would. Lane's not stupid enough to say something like that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Lane could take shots and stir the pot a little bit about some other coaches, maybe guys that he's coached under, and he's been known to do that, but I don't think he would go and say something that just plain stupid.
He fits the profile of the person, the one coach in college football who would go to Mike and say that.
So, DeVere, you sent me this little clip from the Phil Steele magazine.
Man, so...
What a day when the Phil magazine drops, right? You got that.
Yeah.
Still, we're all internet-based, but it's nice to have something hard copy.
You're normally in Kroger's or Walgreens when you see them.
Like Kroger's with an S, yep.
Yep.
And Myers.
You gotta leave me alone, man. I'm from Ohio.
I know, I love it. I'm playing the game, DeVere.
It was plural. So...
Sure it was.
You're in a Kroger's, either or... And you walk down the magazine aisle and you see, and you said, oh, how about I grab one of these and get a little head start on college football?
This looks nice.
Yeah. Add that to the grocery bill. That's already $300.
So what do you think about this piece that you were looking at where it talks schedule? So there's a million different things from just the team pages to some different rankings that Phil Steele's going to do. And we can break some of these down throughout the course of the next month or so.
Yep.
Maybe even have this dude on the show because he's definitely been on the fan before. And it's been years, but we've had him here. We used to play a game with him where we would like pick a random Big Ten team, like a lower tier Big Ten team. Like Illinois, and we just ask him like who the starting left outside linebacker was.
Knock it out the park.
Yeah, he would know. And he'd tell you like three or four facts about it. That's the kind of recall this man has about college football. But schedules. Mm-hmm. And this is another reason why this year in particular, with everything else, I mean, there's 25 reasons already.
Why this team will be great.
Why this team has to be great.
And this is one of the top reasons.
Maybe not why they will be, but why they have to be.
Yeah.
Chip Kelly comes in. Ryan Day giving up play calling. You're getting a quarterback that's got some running ability. You don't have Kyle McCord there anymore. You got Emeka Egbuka back. You got this Jeremiah Smith recruit. You got a big defense coming back. You got Jim Knowles dialed in for a third year. All these things.
Mm-hmm.
But how about the schedule? Where Phil Steele is taking a look at the schedules and ranking them all out in the Big Ten, the new big, beefy Big Ten. And while the Buckeyes have a tougher, of course, they got a tough conference schedule, tougher than their non-con, which is nothing, but it just ranks 11th. Their schedule ranks 11th in difficulty in the Big Ten and 35th toughest in the nation is where it comes down. So we know they're on the road at Oregon and on the road at Penn State, and we know they got Michigan, of course, here. they've got to win because of this. It's just another contributing reason of why they've got to do it now this year.
Just two bowl teams that played in bowls last year, which is very scary. And then also you got seven ranked teams that, I'm sorry, seven bowl teams.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm sorry.
I mean, they're playing the national champs, but they're going to be different. And you have them here, and you have the three-game losing streak, so that helps you, having Michigan at home in your building.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, I mean, for betters, everything points on Ohio State on the over. Obviously, when you look at strength of schedule, you look at who's coming in, the road teams, their road tests versus their home tests. And, Tim, I mean, the thing that sticks out to me is Northwestern at the top of the list. They have a super tough schedule. One of Ohio State's early tests.
Helps when you can't play yourself, too, to bring the schedule down, right? When you're Northwestern. And Ohio State can't play Ohio State to increase the degree of difficulty. Yeah. But I'm with you right there. It's a big reason. And I think if you can find the Buckeyes at 10.5 with a win total for regular season, yes.
Take it.
Clear over. And I'm thinking I would roll the dice on them having a 12-0 regular season, but I surely would bank on them getting 11-1 at least. If you see them at 10.5, I would say absolutely do the over right there. Hey, some hoops. We were talking some hoops before the show, too. Jake Diebler caught us up on some things with his basketball team yesterday. He provided some insights into how they're going to play the game. That's next. DeVere is in. It's the Buckeye Show on the Fan.
We test marketed naming the show A Guy and His Butlers.
Oh, that is very touching.
But we thought Bishop and Friends had a better ring to it.
Weekday mornings at 9.
The Fan.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Introducing Optimized IT, the managed services division of Modern Office Methods. With our cutting-edge managed IT services, we ensure your business always stays ahead of the curve, keeping you one step ahead of your competition. We bring proven management strategies to the table to support your current IT team, as well as provide insight on how to maximize efficiency, helping you achieve your goals faster. Concerned about security? Our backup solutions help guarantee your data is protected around the clock, giving you peace of mind. Start at OptimizedIT.net for your free IT assessment. Stay ahead, stay secure, and stay optimized.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
The Buckeye Show is sponsored by CareSource. Proud to be your home for Ohio State Athletics. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The best sports talk in the Big Ten lives right here. Now back to the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
Timmy Hall, DeVere Posey, all you fine Buckeye fans. Just when I was going to try to check out our YouTube live chat room, the website's not even popping up for me right now. Might just be my own browser. But we're looking for some more sports movies to possibly cram into DeVere's list. Now, he wanted my top five, too.
Yeah.
And I have my full top five sports movies for you right here. Rhyme Time, maybe you've seen all these. I hope you. I know plenty of you listeners, you've seen all of these. And I had one baseball movie on here that I need you to check out.
Okay.
I'll check out He Got Game, finally.
Yeah.
I mean, I got to watch that.
You have to.
That's my fault. You know,
it is.
I know what it is. I'm a basketball guy. I haven't seen that one. Yep. And that's one of the biggest movies for me where I'm like, I can't believe I haven't seen that.
Tim, you have till next February.
Okay. Next birthday, I get it done.
No, Black History Month.
Well, I was born in February, so the connection is there. You know, number one is Field of Dreams. I said that one. Two Classic. Is Hoosiers, baby. Yeah, I get a fist bump from Rhyme Time. Hoosiers. One of the best basketball movies. My dad played high school hoops in Indiana, so special place in my heart, special connection. I've been to the gym there several times. It is the best road.
Hickory.
Yes, it is the best roadside stop in America. It's less than 5 minutes off Interstate 70 if you're taking a trip to Indy in the town of Knightstown, with a K, Knightstown. That's the Hickory Gym, the actual Hickory High School gym from the movie, and it is just locked in time. And
they do a bunch of here to Indianapolis.
It's about 2 hours and 15 minutes away from where you and I sit right now. That's it. No. You can rent the gym, and if it's not rented, you can just stop there. And they got a rack of like beautiful basketballs. You can just shoot around.
Is that night with your
family? Yeah, Knightstown. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. It's close to Newcastle, where Steve Alford is from, and they have that cheapo motel that has a giant high top painted in whatever place Alford is coaching. That's another thing you can stop in. The State Hall of Fame is there. But that it's Hoosiers. Bull Durham is three. You got to see Bull Durham.
I got to see Bull
Tim Durham. Robbins, Kevin Costner, and Susan Sarandon. I lived and worked in North Carolina, too, so I went to a lot of Durham Bulls games, and that was when they were in the old single-A Carolina League. I love that movie. Great depiction of small-time minor league baseball. Caddyshack 4 for the golf flick. And even with the haters, Rudy, I was always a Rudy guy. I have to stay true to self. Those are the five favorite sports movies from me.
Is Kevin Costner in your top five actors?
Yeah, probably. He's good. He's good. Yeah. Tom Hanks, Denzel, Kevin Costner. Those are dudes.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies that Costner's in is Tin Cup, golf movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Tin Cup.
Cup.
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good one.
That's solid. Just take your drop.
No, I'm not doing it. No. I'd rather hit it in the water and lose this tournament than lay up right now. You got to respect it. So a little basketball right here. And Ryan Tommy loves the hoops genre as well. So we're looking at this Ohio State team coming up. And Jake Diebler had another little offseason press conference. And he was in studio here not long ago as well. And that was so cool of him to do. But he got some fans caught up on some other facets of his team. Evan Mahaffey and a newbie who we've all wanted to hear from, Aaron Bradshaw, was flanking him at the press conference yesterday. And one of the things Jake said, like, we've talked about pace, right? That's one area we know that's going to look a little different than the Holtman era. They are going to have some giddy up. They want to get the ball in Michi's hands or Bruce Thornton's hands and push the tempo. Mm-hmm. The more possessions they can get where the opposing defense doesn't have time to get everything set, the better looks they're going to get. They believe in that. And that's not to say every time they're just going to be racing it right up there. But when they get a look, I think they want to step on the gas pedal and go. And I saw this about Aaron Bradshaw, and you tell me how you like this for a 7-footer who didn't play a lot at Kentucky, right? So we don't quite know exactly how he's going to settle in. But they want him to shoot some threes. They said that. They want him to take some threes and to space the floor a little bit. You feel good about that with a 7'1", 7'2" guy doing things like that?
Two reasons I feel good about that. For him to be a top, you know, lottery pick next year in the NBA, he has to be a stretch 4 or 5. And stretch 4 or 5s in the NBA have to be able to shoot the three ball. Top of the key, mid wing, quarter wing. They have to be able to shoot that ball well, being able to pump fake, get in the lane. I want to see him do that. And also I'm okay with it. I caught some Kingdom League highlights. The man absolutely has a strap on him. He can shoot, Tim, and he can move very well dribbling the ball. He can shoot off the dribble.
Yeah,
and
it's exciting.
And he just looks very comfortable. So I'm all for Aaron Bradshaw shooting threes.
We've never really had that 7-footer with this Ohio State team. You know a lot of Kentucky basketball and North Carolina basketball, Rhyme Time. And, you know, two of the guys that they bring in are transfers from big programs that were high five-star recruits that just didn't get to play a lot at those places as true freshmen. That doesn't mean they're not going to flourish here.
I do think they're going to have great opportunities here. Like, they're going to see increased minutes. And they were five stars coming out of high school. So they have the potential, and the ceiling is high for them. And from watching bits and pieces of them, it definitely is. Like, Bradshaw, I know, watching against North Carolina, I'd watched bits and pieces of Kentucky, but specifically in that game early, he shot a three and drilled it. And I was like, oh, here we go. Another big is going to start lighting up against North Carolina. And so Bradshaw has that potential for sure, and I'm excited for that.
I am too, because they talked about this with Zed Key, and it never came to fruition.
Right.
He took maybe two or three, and I don't know if his confidence was lost in the shot or if they quickly had a knee-jerk reaction to that they didn't think he could handle it. But it's like Zach Edey was not going to be out there for Purdue just chucking threes.
No, he's not that kind of big.
But he also, I think he wants to be able to do it, and he was trying to show that in the scouting combine, and you saw what it did. It got him drafted in the top 10, mm-hmm. and that surprised a lot of people because that was a big conversation about would he even fit into the lottery? Would he be between 20 and 30? Where exactly was he going to go? And I don't even know if that means Zach Edey's going to be banging down threes in the NBA. I doubt that's going to happen. But just the ability. I don't think you can be a real live college basketball player that matters if you can't even be a threat when you're standing there wide open.
No.
Like Evan Mahaffey. Evan Mahaffey needs to be able to shoot it.
Yep.
He needs to be able to knock one down or be a threat to it. And I don't know if he can.
It's what the game's becoming. You have to be able to stretch the floor like that.
And when you talk about pace of play, Tim, and increasing the pace and the way the ball moves, it's almost like we're moving the ball as fast as we can to find the best shot. And sometimes that best shot might be that trail four, trail five.
Yes.
And you might get kicked out to the wing, or you might set a screen and the guy drives and he kicks it back out.
Yep.
And if that's the best shot, you got to be able to knock it down.
Sometimes that fast break three, when like somebody's crashing at the driver and you think the layup's too contested and you want to like kick it again to get someone wide open stepping into the three, that can be the shot that brings the house down, you know?
Or even like a Bruce is pushing it and he gets a foot in the paint, he kicks it out to the That's corner and Bradshaw's already trailing the play and nobody's up there to contest.
You don't want to charge. You don't want to charge into a defender of thing.
And Dan Hurley, UConn's head coach, two-time national championship. You know how they look at things, Tim?
Mm-hmm.
Three are dunk. That's it.
three are dunk.
Three are dunk.
That's that offense, man. And
that's
you just
what
perfect
college
it.
Basketball is becoming.
You perfect it. Dunk. Or a strong layup. This was Jake when he was in our studio back on June 19th. And a guy that really you can't forget about that also is going to be a monumental piece to this team. San Diego State transfer Micah Parrish, who I just felt at the time we hadn't heard enough about him. This was his take on that dude.
He might have lost less than 10 games in the
That's
last
crazy.
2 years.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's winning
and played significant minutes. So national championship game and Sweet 16 this year in back-to-back years. Mm-hmm. So he's a really, really important piece. He's a really good player, a really important piece. I think our style fits him well, and he's got good positional size. I mean, he's 6'5" guard, so be good.
It's going to be big. And he said this about what he pictures with this Ohio State team. I want people to see an aggressive, confident, tough team and a team that has fun. We're going to operate with a sense of joy and pride in what we do. There will be pace involved in that, certainly. That's in my DNA. That's well documented. That's what he said yesterday. This was him when he was with us talking about his energy that we saw right away when he was on the sidelines for the Purdue game that they won, and coaching with energy and where it comes from.
My dad coached that way. He was fiery and a lot of emotion. I played that way, quite honestly. I wasn't a good enough player to not play that way.
Yeah.
And it was an important part of who I was as a player. But I got a little, it's funny, after that game, I got a message from head of officials in our league, and he was like, hey, you can't be that close to half court, man. You have to do something about that. So
he also went on to say that he would like to tell them a little bit of how they could do their jobs better, and they didn't appreciate that too much.
Oh, yeah.
Things you learn as a coach. But I like the fist-pumping mentality.
No,
gets me going.
I had a high school coach that was like that. And to be honest, as a player, when your coach is asking you to push the pace and he's a fiery coach. Like I had a coach, Dan Fleming, LaSalle legend, Cincinnati high school basketball legend. He would wear these super thick sole dress shoes, Tim, and he would slap his foot on the floor when he wanted you to get up and press. So you would look over and be slap, slap, get up. He would say, get up.
Get up the floor.
He would lose his voice every game. Just raspy in the post games. He's, guys, we did a good job today. He's that kind of guy. So
he had the Doc Rivers, well, guys,
but he would lose it every game. He would lose it every, but I see a little bit of Dan Fleming in Jake.
There you go.
I see it.
There you go, man. Hey, the Ohio State Athletic Department just got a $6 million discount thanks to some folks in Chicago. We'll tell you what that's about. It is the Buckeye Show on The Fan.
We're known for three things: games, conversation, and common man yelling about things only he cares about. The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Experience the ultimate gridiron experience at the Ohio State Football Training Camp, presented by Safelite, Bob Discount Furniture, and Weber. Happening at the Woody Hayes Athletic Center August 1st through 4th, don't miss your chance to get the first look at your Ohio State football team. Bring your friends and family and dive into the excitement with inflatables, giveaways, and more. Tickets are limited, so get yours today to ensure you don't miss out on the fun. Visit universe.com/OSU Training Camp 2024 to purchase your tickets today.
Everybody knows that Roosters is a fun, casual joint with their award-winning waitstaff, great food, fun, and laughter. It's a quick stop on the way home to sit back and unwind or grab a carryout. Roosters is where you, your family, and friends can order pizza, sandwiches, salads, and more. And the home of award-winning wings that are fresh, never frozen. It's your family's other dinner table. Roosters, a fun, casual joint.
Libman makes a difference. The Libman Mock Crew is a part of our winning team. The Libman Mock Crew makes sure the hardwood is safe and clean for the players every game at the Schottenstein Center. No matter what kind of flooring you have at your home court, Libman has the tools to keep it clean. Our mops, brooms, and brushes are proudly family-made in the USA. Visit Libman.com to see our whole lineup and for a store locator. That's Libman.com. Libman, proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
Go behind the scenes of one of the most recognizable landmarks in all of college athletics with a tour of Ohio Stadium. A seasoned Redcoat will be your guide as you make your way through walls of the stadium, into the press box, and onto the field. Upgrade to the VIP package and get special access to the band center and the Ohio State home locker room. From corporate outings and school groups to single-person tours and small families, Ohio Stadium Tours offers a variety of options and pricing that will meet your needs. For more information, visit OhioStateBuckeyes.com and book your tour of Ohio Stadium today.
Attention, weekend warriors. Fan Sports Saturday has moved to 10 a.m. Join Eric Reeser and Tyvis Powell as they dive into popular topics like the Buckeyes and Tyvis's liquid diet.
Saturdays from 10 to 1.
The Fan.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
Block O on the radio. This is the Buckeye Show.
Timmy Hall, Devere Posey. Yes, indeed, we are brought to you by our good friends at CareSource here on the Buckeye Show. And a little surprise guest. I didn't know if he was going to have some time for us, but the 10 TV sports anchor legend, Dom Tabari, is
you know,
with us.
You know why they call me a legend? Because I've been here 43 years, and that's what you get. What legend means is ancient.
What are they saying? That we're talking about ancient. Great sports movies. What do they say in The Sandlot? When Babe Ruth walks out of his closet,
yeah,
he says, "Remember, kid, heroes get remembered.
Legends never die.
Never die."
Yeah, never die. And you did it right, because right when you retire, boom, 401k hits. You don't even got to do anything.
Is that the way it's going to work?
Boom, right,
the
next year.
It's going to work.
The next month.
If it doesn't drop anymore, it keeps going up. Come on. The markets have been good of late.
Okay.
Listen, but I got to be honest with you.
Good market
when you
talk.
When you get to be our age,
yeah,
or my age, you watch the markets.
Yeah. Because you're looking, you're wondering
when to get out.
Yeah. Well,
when I hit that freeze button.
What was that song?
Right?
I know when to hold them.
And know when to fold them.
Amen.
How's Mrs. Tabari doing,
She's
Dom?
She's hanging in there. She's the tough, let me just say this much. For anybody out there fighting cancer, God bless you, because it is a horrible disease. God bless the Buckeye crews, the money they've raised. God bless that we've got the James and the Spielman.
Beautiful
but
hospital.
For anyone that is fighting cancer, God bless you, because it is just a horrendous, horrible disease.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of times, in my opinion, when you fight cancer, you're fighting the treatment.
Yeah.
Some of that stuff. So she's hanging in a tough.
Good.
She is the toughest person I know.
There it
toughest
is.
Toughest person.
Well, you know, we're always thinking of you.
Yeah, I appreciate
and
that.
You know, we got your back. I did want to mention this. And Devere, you know, we had talked about this when the basketball program was moving on from Chris Holtman. I know, you know, Dom was, you know, it's tough. Like when you're, you know, hosting shows,
mm-hmm.
you're hosting shows with the coaches every single week. So you are seeing this and
well, you become buddy. You become buddies with them.
Right. And I know like a lot of listeners, they hear that and viewers, they hear that and they wonder, you know, how you can do it and be critical and all that. And that's all part of it. You know, when you have that kind of relationship, that becomes tougher and the humanity part of it is there. And Chris Holtman was always a great dude. But look, the way it ended for me is he missed some of the key benchmarks that were required to succeed in this job as far as winning championships and being that level. But I think there's a lot of different things that did happen. You know, sometimes he missed some things, maybe could have pushed some more coaching buttons, but some negative things happened to his team that were beyond control. I think he's a good basketball coach and he's on to DePaul. And if he succeeds at DePaul, you know, he's a good basketball coach because that place was a mess. But guys, by him working right away, that helped it. Not saying it's all good, but a $6 million chunk off of the buyout. Remember how it was a massive $14 million hit? Right. It goes down to somewhere in the 8 range. Jardy wrote about that in the Dispatch. And if anything, like that's a Gene thing. That's not, you can't blame Chris Holtman for getting paid that money.
No.
That's Gene gave him that extension maybe before it was time to give an extension. And he said he regretted that when Holtman was stepping away.
Dom, I wanted to ask you about Chris Holtman and Jake Diebler, just that whole dynamic. Roddy Gale leaves, Zed Key departs, Meechie Johnson comes back, Bruce Thornton stays. Do you think that on top of missing the benchmarks, was there a split in the locker room potentially where it was like Diebler guys and Holtman guys?
I don't know. I mean, I know Deebs was really big on the recruiting trail.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you know, the head coach figures in big because you're only talking about bringing in 2-3 guys every year, 4 guys, you know?
Yeah.
So I don't know what. Let me just say this. This is what I have to say about coaches. You know, at one point, Nick Saban, who we could maybe say is the greatest coach in the history of college football,
nobody wanted him.
He got fired at Ohio State by Earl Bruce. I mean, sometimes it doesn't work out. Bill Belichick, who will go down maybe as the greatest NFL coach, right?
Yeah.
He got fired by the Cleveland Browns. Sometimes it doesn't work, Timmy, and, you know, it's unfortunate. Chris Holtman was very successful before he came here, was very successful when he got here, but the last few years kind of, you know, it just didn't work out.
He was not a disaster hire.
No.
Like some people make him out to be the worst college basketball coach we've ever seen. I'd like to hope that he will be now, you know, when you look back at Ohio State basketball in the timeline, a bridge coach that was moderately successful that bought some time to get Jake Diebler now into this position where he can take it now and thrive.
Well, I think a guy that doesn't get the credit he deserves sometimes, Thad Matta, what he did, especially.
Dude is insane.
As a recruiter and success. And I see a lot of Jake Diebler, and I see Thad Matta and Jake Diebler.
Right.
With the way he approaches recruiting and also the way that he coaches with a fiery spirit.
All right, Dom, so you're going to be there. Devere, you're going to be there. Yep. I'm going to be there broadcasting. Dane Sonsenbacher, that was our broadcasting update. He's not in the game, so he's going to throw the headset on. So that'll be fun. Devere will stop by and throw the headset on. Dom will do it too. I got tickets here. I got a winner is going to get a family 4-pack to the Cardale Jones charity softball game Saturday, July 20 at Huntington Park. Current Ohio State players versus former. If you're not the winner, don't worry. Tickets can be purchased for $10 at BuckeyeCruise.com. Pick a number, Dom.
13.
Caller number 13. you're gonna win the tickets right now. You count them all out, Jacob. Caller number 13.
That's my lucky number.
821-9710. That's the phone number. 821-9710. If it's not 13 lines, then make it up, Jacob. You're the man. You're in control.
He's counting them now.
Dom, thank you so much for stopping by.
Bye, guys.
Yep, good stuff. Dom Tavares from 10TV. Devere, till next time, buddy.
I'll see you next week.
Big Sunday show coming up.
Yes, sir.
Can't wait for Friday, too.
I'll be on Roth on Friday.
All right. Yep. Coming up next, Inside Edge, Jackets Talk, here on The Fan.
Matty Ice has a large tattoo on his calf of LeBron eating a lion. I have nothing else to say. Rothman and Ice.
Weekdays from noon to 3.
The Fan.
This is it. The legendary live band, Phish, returns to the road this summer. Phish. this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.
And now we're on our way with COTA, a proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics. Whether it's game day or every day, COTA moves Buckeyes fans down the line toward victory. Download the Transit app today for an easy way to plan and pay for your next trip. Visit COTA.com/transit app to learn more.
It's no fun to get blindsided. That's why you need to know what's coming in Ohio Medicaid.
Championship quarterback Cardale Jones.
Recent changes in Ohio Medicaid could impact you. If your information isn't up to date, you can lose your health insurance. Call the Ohio Department of Medicaid so you don't have to scramble to stay insured.
Call 800-324-8680. A public health message from CareSource.
That's what I call forward progress.
It's game day at Raising Cane's. If you want to order like a Buckeye, it's the action off the field you need to focus on. The only play you're running is chicken. So what combo are you picking? Make it a perfect season. We've got tailgates of hand-battered, cooked-to-order chicken fingers and cane sauce. And jugs of freshly made tea and lemonade. All available to order online or on our app. This season is about to be unbeatable. Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers. One love. Proud sponsor of Ohio State Athletics.
When you've been diagnosed with heart or vascular disease, where you start your care makes all the difference.
When you choose the Heart and Vascular Center at The Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center,
our team of specialized experts will manage your condition day to day.
And should you need more advanced care, like complex heart or vascular surgery,
you'll never need to travel farther.
You didn't choose heart and vascular disease, but the choice of where to treat it is clear.
The Ohio State University Heart and Vascular Center.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.
This is it. The legendary live band, Fish, returns to the road this summer. Fish. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Ruoff Music Center. On sale now at LiveNation.com. Part of the Coors Light Concert Series.